Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not, it's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkiz Wrap-Up. Hello, welcome back to Malkiz Wrap-Up. This week, a little later than planned, but I have managed to, after some Discord being Discord, managed to sit down with the wonderful Reese, and we are going to have a chat and a catch-up and talk about things. So, firstly, hi, Reese, welcome.
Hello, this is, thank you.
Have you been on before as part of a group? Am I right?
I don't think so.
Or is you've been on one of my YouTube things? I feel like you've definitely been on one, like a celebration. I feel like you're on one of those for sure.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably it.
Well, first time on, I keep seeing on like, I'm having a moment now. I had Lorna and
North Harbor Pod.
Yeah, North Harbor Podcast. Yes. So I keep seeing you on their videos. I don't catch them all, but I stop by whenever I can and watch and listen, and it's always entertaining. So
We have a good time. I have now officially joined North Harbor Podcast.
Oh. So,
yeah, that's as of, I think my first official time recording with them was New Year's Eve.
Wow. So, okay. So you've got a solid month and six weeks under your belt now, basically?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I have found North Harbor. So.
Yes, you have found North Harbor. Okay, so, well, we'll dive into that, but first, tell us who you are, and let's go with, because I like to ask random questions every week, why you love the Wheel of Time.
Ooh, why I love the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, but first, tell us who you are, and then answer that question.
Well, I'm Reese. I go by Reese online. My real name is, I know, it's really weird, it's Therese.
Oh, how on earth did you make that connection? You know,
I know. Mind blowing. I had a friend in college call me Reese and just went with that. So I live in Florida. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I started reading The Wheel of Time after graduating college. And the person I was seeing at the time had been reading from the start and then kind of dropped off a bit there. So I started reading. I think there were two books left. There were two books left to come out when I started reading. And I'm trying to remember. The timeline always gets jumbled to me. But yeah,
that's
valid.
That's perfectly fair.
Time. So the person who had introduced me to the books hadn't finished and did not want me to finish the series before they did.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, that's all right. I guess
it's a little possessive, I suppose.
It's a bit of an ask. So, like,
he's a guy. He's an ass. Yeah. So that tracks. That tracks.
So I was going to give it, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. And then when it became clear to me that, A Memory of Light came out, I got it when it came out because I had finished just in time to wait, like that last little bit of waiting.
Oh, wow.
Before it came out. And so I was so excited to get this book, and then I couldn't read it because I had promised I wouldn't read it.
Were you were you pushed into making that promise under duress?
I mean, it must have been. I can't have been in right mind. I can't imagine.
It's a promise that doesn't count in that case. You know, it's like confessing under torture. Yeah, it doesn't count. It's not real. So, yeah.
Exactly. So after it became clear that there was very little chance of them like catching up and finishing before me, I kind of just gave up and finished it. Good. And then had nobody to talk to about it.
Yeah, like we've all been there. Yeah.
Yeah. And because, I could talk to that person, but I had to be like, where did you stop again? Oh, crap. Okay, never mind.
So did you go online and try and find people then?
Is I that did, how actually I had I have trouble in that. I feel like this also very shocking for Wheel of Time fans. I'm very shy. I'm very introverted. So I went online and I found all of these different places. I think it was Tarvalon.net, a few different places. I found out about JordanCon, but I was like just out of college. I was not having the money to travel, really not good at talking to people, and just like saw everything. It was like, oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
It's a lot when you find all those things at once, isn't it?
Yeah. And so then I kind of just, you know, they had a special place in my heart then until I heard that the TV show had been announced. And I heard pretty early after they announced it. And that's when I was like, okay, I need to find people to talk to about this now. And that's when I ended up finding Twitter of Time. I found the Dusty Wheel. And then just kind of the floodgates opened. Here we are.
Here we are. Well, that is beautiful. I'm glad you didn't keep to that forced duress promise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a fuck that guy. So, but no, it's wonderful. So, but let's talk a little bit about Twitter Time for a second, specifically to you. So, you role play is the word I'm going to use, but you know, you role play as a Ludra when you do your Twittering, or at least some of your Twittering. Is a Ludra your favorite character?
She is my favorite character. I always liked her from, you know, my first read through. She's just got that like mystery and she's really smart, but she's not going to tell you about it. You know, you got to prove that you're worth hearing about it. And, you know, I always liked her little interactions with Matt and how as soon as he was like, oh, I think I like this other girl, she's like, okay, bye. I don't have time for that. Bye. No, thank you.
Were you personally disappointed when Matt and Ludra didn't become a thing?
I mean, yeah, I feel like, yeah, they would have been a good match. But, I mean, omens. How are you going to fight omens, man?
What? Blow them up. I mean, I when I first met you at JordanCon, because I had seen you around in the, you know, the Twitters and the Discords and things like that. But when I first met you at JordanCon in person, you were dressed as a Ludra. Like, there was full regalia, there was braids, there was, the outfit was stunning, absolutely stunning. And you, you even had like a little stick of dynamites-esque type item.
I actually keep it right here.
Wonderful. There we go. Which has, what is that? What's that little symbol on it? Is that just
I drew this. It's supposed to be like the Illuminators / Illuminati symbol.
That is amazing. Yeah, so you've got that for folks who are, you know, didn't have the joy of meeting Reese at JordanCon and have not seen the picture, which is on your Twitter account, I'm pretty sure.
Somewhere
in there. I remember seeing it tweeted out. You had this like tiny little stick of dynamite with the symbol you've just discussed and lots of fiber optic sort of bit sticking out. So almost
wand.
like it's a fizzing fuse. And it was incredible, this outfit. And obviously you befriended Brian Gleeman, because, you know, as well as being president of the Michael Livingston fan club, he is also president of the Ludra fan club.
I actually messaged him on Twitter just like randomly because I was going to go change. And I was like, I had remember seeing on Twitter, I was like, I feel like he'd be really mad if he missed that. And so I was like, I'll just message him. Why not? And so, yeah, we ended up meeting up at one of the panels. I was like, hey, sorry to message you randomly, but I'm cosplayed and as a Ludra. Oh my gosh, yes. Where are you?
I can imagine Brian replying exactly like that. Like, I feel like he likes a Ludra more than he likes Wheel of Time. That's kind of like, you know, if he had to like give up Wheel of Time but keep a Ludra, he'd be like, easy deal, no problems, yes. So that's amazing. So, but will we see a Ludra? Firstly, are you going to JordanCon this year?
I am. I am going to JordanCon again. And yes, a Ludra should be there.
Wonderful.
She well, should be there.
That's folks, if you're going to JordanCon this year, you need to keep an eye out for Aludra, because this is it's a first class cosplay. It's
well, thank you.
Highly impressive. Did you make it all yourself?
I actually did not. And that's part okay. I didn't enter the costume contest. I just did like the I can't remember what it's called. But where you just kind of like go and show the costume rather than being judged.
Like a costume show and tell. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of the word for it.
There is a word for it. Help us out, folks who are listening, if you remember what it's called. Yeah, I can't remember at all. But it's like a catwalk type thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Basically. You know, yeah. And so it's just for show, and I went out and did that because I didn't. The only part of the costume I made was the casing for this dynamite thing.
Oh, so you actually made the whole casing for it. Oh.
So I bought it. I bought this cardboard thing and then cut them. Like it was a bit of a project, but you know, not enough for me to be like, oh, I made this fantastic thing. I had to splice two together so they would fit and then paint it. So
I mean, I'm going to defend you a little bit here and say you had to find said outfit.
Yes.
You had to make sure it came in a size that would fit you.
That's fair.
You had to, I'm sure it didn't come as completely one set. You brought multiple different things.
I'm really good at shopping.
There we go. And then, you did your hair. You know, it wasn't a case of like, I threw on some clothes and walked down how I normally look. Like,
yeah,
you went the
fair.
Whole, you know, there was hair and, you know, I presume your makeup was styled how you think Aludra would do her makeup that day and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, they don't just because you purchased it and didn't sew it by hand. There are many people who do cosplay and they do not sew by hand.
That's
their outfits. You know, I mean, I dare anyone to go out and sew by hand a legitimate Marvel Captain America, you know, outfit. No one's there. People are buying that. You know, no one's out there with a hammer and forge and making, you know, Perrin's hammer or something. They're buying.
The one
it.
Guy with the hammer and forge is really offended right now.
I mean, dude, kudos to you, because most people just buy it. So yeah, so it's, you know, you could have entered. I think, you know, don't sell yourself short.
I haven't decided. Well, thank you.
So right, well, folks, this is our mission this year, is we just got to be like, hey, Reese. So here's the catwalk, by the way, and just stop there and pose for a second, and judges give them tens. So you know, and you'd be like, wait, what? Too late, you're in. So nice, but. As you mentioned before, you've now joined a podcast.
I have, yes.
Yeah. So tell us how that came about. Tell us about North Harbor.
North Harbor, it's really not hard to find. But apparently there is some issue. So we give out maps sometimes, but it's north of Tarvalon, you know, it's real easy to find. You just, when you get to the spot, you'll know it. You'll know it.
I love that.
So let's see. We North Harbor, it's me, Adalorna Sedai, and Rebecca Sedai. And we read through the Wheel of Time. We're actually going backwards through the Wheel of Time.
Mm-hmm. I believe the phrase Adalorna likes to use is, we're taking it from the back. I believe it's the phrase she uses, isn't it? Am I right?
I believe so. We're taking it from behind. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something to that effect, yeah.
Yes. And we like to point out all of the things that we're, you know, we're all thinking them when we're reading. We just point them out, you know. And it's some chapters are easy and some are not so easy. But, like, for example, one of the chapters dealing with the last battle. I mean, this is kind of spoiler, but not really. The last battle happens in the Wheel of Time.
I mean, they kind of talk about it a bit straight away. So, you know.
So in one section, there is some, I'm trying to think of the right word for it. People are not really, the troops aren't sent to the right location. It's where we start to realize things aren't going correctly. Well, the big problem was that there were two sets of reserve troops sent to the same area. So pretty much the entire chapter was talking about too many men sent to plug the same hole.
Folks, if you haven't realized, North Harbor Podcast is an adult podcast.
We're not safe for work and not safe for children. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. So I know I remember my experience being a guest very clearly, and their appearance on the Wall Holiday Streams is always entertaining. But I know you've been a guest a few times prior to joining them. So how did you transfer from being a guest on a however regular basis it was to now being one third of North Harbor?
Oh, well, that really, they just called me, to be honest.
I mean, if that's how it happened, that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
But let's see, to go in a little bit more detail, you know, I met, it was actually, yeah, we were actually talking about this on our latest episode. I met Ada Lorna for the first time, FOMOcon 21, maybe?
Right.
I think. Because it was that call, and you were mowing your lawn, and Andrel was reading erotica fanfic.
Yes, I remember he was doing that. Oh my god, yes, and I was out mowing my lawn. I remember my phone was sat on my windowsill, and you couldn't hear me. I was muted because I'm like, I'm mowing my lawn. You don't need to hear a lawnmower.
We were like, is he going to pressure wash next? Like, this is great.
You were watching me do garden care. It's brilliant. And I couldn't hear you. I was mowing a lawn, so I know you could have been saying anything. So, wow.
And then, you know, after that, we just, you know, Ada Lorna on Twitter, we kind of just stayed friends on Twitter, and occasionally we would do like sealed to the tower, I think.
Right.
On Snakes and Foxes, OnlyFins, you know, did a couple videos with them, Zoom calls with them. And then JordanCon, they were two of the only people that I like knew well from having done the podcasts with them. Mm-hmm. So like everybody I knew, but them I had talked to. So when I got to JordanCon, I was just like, hi.
Yeah, we're friends in person now as well.
I'm gonna just follow you around all weekend. I hope that's okay, because that's what I'm gonna do.
And I'm sure they were both more than happy about that.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely. They didn't mind one bit. And then we had TowerCon as well, with North Harbor Pod, Snakes and Foxes. I think maybe Blackout Tower Pod it was involved in as well. I'm not totally sure.
I feel like that was.
It was supposed to be TowerCon. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I feel like a lot of the Hindustream people were just like, that sounds like fun. We're going to hang out. There was like a lot of Finn stuff going on, and snakes and foxes.
So we did do like a mini meetup. We did a mini meetup. And
in person?
Yeah, in person. And
that's amazing.
It was a real small group, but we met up in Hastings, Minnesota. Gosh, I'm really bad with place names.
That's just okay.
Bad with names.
I know where Minnesota is. That's cool. I've never been close. I go to Wisconsin now and again. And but you know, it's the next state basically. So yeah. You know, I know where you are. Yeah,
it's somewhere here.
Yeah.
So we did some table games. We had a little bonfire with drinks. We actually did some tubing on a river the one day. It was
nice.
It was a lot of fun. It was just, you know, a small group. We're gonna try and do it again this year. But it's TowerCon, Black, White, and Genji.
Nice. And so when is that?
I believe it will, I think it was in August last year. So it will probably be around the same time.
Okay.
I'm not too sure of the details.
That is really, really cool. I didn't realize that became a physical con.
Yeah,
I thought that was still online, so to speak.
We had a really very not great online presence for that, and we're gonna try and do better this year.
Well, that's great. I love
because it was like, hey, join us in this chat room.
Look, I've been to FOMOCON, okay? So I understand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I mowed a lawn at FOMOCON, so, you know, it was... And that was entertaining because you're all 5 hours to 8 hours behind me. So I'm, you know, I'm doing it mid-afternoon. All of you are like, well, I'm just having my morning cup of coffee right now during lockdown. So this is interesting.
And I did FOMOCON for MalkyrieCon.
I didn't know there was FOMOCON during MalkyrieCon.
Well, I mean, it was econ. I mean, like, it was virtual con, but I was FOMOing myself at 5 a.m. over here watching all of you guys.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It was real fun. I don't think I could get up for my work alarm to save my life, but
that one you were like
on the weekend, and like, sure, let me get up at 4 and make some coffee and toast.
Oh,
okay.
My God, you're crazy.
My dog's following me around in a panic because the only time I'm up that early, I'm going on a flight.
You're like, I'm going to a convention, dude, but like, you know, I'm not actually leaving.
She's just like sitting in the doorway making sure I don't go anywhere.
My roommate's dog does that when he realizes she's going out the door. He's like, he's a tiny little Yorkie Schnauzer thing, and he's adorable, but when he realizes she's going out the door, he's like, well, let me crawl up and sit on your chest, because if I'm sitting on you, you can't leave.
You can't possibly leave. Yeah,
I can envision what you're saying there. I've realized he should be down here somewhere, but I think he's hidden because he's upset that she went to bed and I made him stay down here. Wow. So poor Mav. That's very sweet. Well, thank you. I appreciate you getting up to
fun.
Watch the live streams, and that the tech wasn't 100% solid last year, so we're working on that to get to better sound this year. That was our biggest issue, was sound.
You know what though, it was still good. Like, I still had a great time. There's a little group of us in chat that were just, you know, going from panel to panel. It was fun.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much. So how is it now? You're an official Wheel of Time podcaster as a result of this. Yeah.
It's weird. I feel like it hasn't really kicked in for me yet, where it's just like, yeah, I mean, I'm talking to my friends, and then sometimes I edit the videos after too. And it's like,
oh, nice. That was my next question. I'm like, have they given you any power? Do you have any like ultimate power situation, or are they just like, turn up and chat and, you know, they do the work? Like,
The first time, yeah, I've started editing our videos. The first time I did it, it was Rebecca had been doing it, and she was going on a trip with her family, and so we were going to post it a day late, and I was like, well, I can do that. Like, I have some schooling for that that I've never used, so I could use it now. And so
perfect.
Yeah, and so I've been doing that. I already had the programs because I've been trying to kind of like get back into that, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a general communications degree, but I really enjoyed the editing, both sound, video, and photo, like all of it. I just loved the editing portion of it. So it's fun getting back into doing that because it's been over a decade and I don't remember anything.
Things probably changed a bit here or there, I imagine, you know, like,
yeah, they're not where they used to be. They're like, you need, oh, if you're trying to do that, you need to have this legacy tool. I'm like, legacy tool?
When I learned this was a new tool. Why is it a legacy tool now?
It's terrible.
Yeah. that's really, really cool. So I bet Rebecca's just like, yeah, do all the editing. Thanks. You know? So.
Yep. She's like, oh, this is great. Because even with like, we were recording and she's like, should I stop, like pause at the beginning? I was like, yeah. And like anytime if you're like reading and you got to start over, just take a pause, start over. And she's like, oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I definitely, we're gonna get technical for a second, folks, but I definitely, when I'm recording sometimes, you know, just whether it be a video or the podcast, I'm just like, I've done intros to things and I'm halfway through the intro, I'm like, I don't know where this train of thought is going, or I don't, what I've just said is completely accurate. And I actually say that aligned to me, like, Rob, what on earth did you just say? That's total bullshit. And I go, hi, welcome to my, you know, and I just start afresh. And I remember when I go to edit, I just need to cut out that first 2.5 minutes where I spoke total trash and, you know, cut out. Or if, you know, like middle of recording a podcast, well, let's Google that before we carry on. You know, you just go and cut those. I mean, I'm sure one or two have slipped through over the, you know, the time I've done it. But, you know, it's amazing what you can do when it's, you know, not live.
Yeah, exactly. I remember this this project I had in college. It was a group project. I think it was our final project for a video editing class. And we were doing a profile on the wrestling team. And the big, like the kind of like our champion wrestler, like he was the one that was always the state champ. He was the one to beat. I'm going to try and phrase it. He's not very well spoken. That's a good way to put it. He's not well spoken. Yeah.
The big words.
He does not. And like, we're doing this interview with him and I'm like, there was somebody that was on the wrestling team whose idea it was that was in our group. So he was kind of leading the questions and I'm standing in the back, like making sure that the mic's all on, the video's working, and I'm like watching him answer these questions like, we're not going to be able to use any of this. Like,
I'm getting, now stop me if you haven't seen the movie, but I'm getting Bedazzled vibes here, where Brendan Fraser plays the basketball guy. Oh. And yeah, Allison comes out and asks him questions because she's a sports journalist. And every time he goes like, you know, well, you want to play good. You know, you hope you play good. And I think we play good tonight, you know, and it just gives the same answers over and over again. Yeah. So was it that kind of vibe?
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, we're a team. Yeah, we work hard. Yeah, we're going to win. And it's like, oh my gosh, say something, man. And then at the very end of the interview, he has this like, moment where he goes, if when everyone's together, we kind of get into this like mentality and we all help each other and push each other. And I think that's really great for teams. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. We can use that. But when he started the sentence, he said, if everyone, when everyone, and they were like sandwiched right into each other.
Oh, so couldn't cut them out.
I sat there for hours, like three people had tried it and they're like, we really can't use that clip. We really can't use that clip. And I'm like, I refuse. Oh. And I sat there and I kept stretching that audio line farther and farther and farther. And finally, I'm like,
there's enough here that I can cut this.
And all of a sudden he goes, when everyone's together, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. And like, I didn't tell anybody. So I just finished the project. It was the last thing that needed done. Turned it in. And when they played it at class the next day, everybody was just like, oh, how did you do that?
I hope you went there just was like, you know, like a little shake of the shoulder type thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Hair flick, you know.
Oh, that. Nothing.
Yeah. It took me like 2 seconds after I spent 3 hours trying to figure it out. Nice. But
yeah, I love what you can do with that stuff. That's so fun.
That's a great story. And I'm sure Adelon and Rebecca are not just thrilled to have you for technical stuff, but just thrilled to have you in general. I have not watched an episode in a while. I've been really busy, so I haven't actually caught, if I have seen you on, it's not, I haven't realized that you're actually there as a third host. So
I'm going to try not to be offended by that, Rob.
that's fair. I watch very little of everything these days. It's terrible.
I think that I do the same thing. I'm like, I never listen. I'll like listen to the first 15 minutes of everybody's something and then just fall off and be like, I meant to get back to it.
Yeah, really? Life gets in the way. It's totally fair. So, you know, don't feel bad. But no, this is awesome stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Folks, in the description of the podcast will not just be where you can find Reese on Twitter, but it will also be a link to North Harbor Podcast, which I will say once again, because it does require saying, is not a safe for children podcast or safe for work podcast. So it is an adult podcast, but it is wildly insane. I actually have a fun little anecdote about Adelon and Rebecca. So when we did Water Holiday last December, just over 3 months ago now, prior to actually doing it, obviously I was trying, you know, saying, hey folks, we're doing this again, like this date, these times, you know, call in for a 1 hour slot type thing. The first slot was still available at the time that Adelaide realized, and was just like, we'll take the 8 o'clock slot if you like, Rob. And I was like, Adelaide, I love you. And the podcast is hilarious. But there's probably a chance that people that have never seen, you know, What a Holiday, or people that, you know, from Amazon or you know, stars from the show or anything, you know, people will, you know, join in at the beginning and be like, oh, this is really cool, this is really nice, and then drop off later on, as you would expect, I think, and maybe pop back at some point type thing. I don't want to be mean, but I don't feel that North Harbor content is the appropriate way to start said stream with the potential of said people watching. And perhaps you might like the midnight slot that Andrew was also doing. You know, perhaps you'd like to collaborate with Andrew. because like that slot was still available. Andrew wasn't sure if he was going to take it. It might have been 2 a.m. or something. Anyway, it was a later slot. And she was like, no, totally fine. Totally get that. So
yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, we're not the most...
Like, I definitely wanted them to be there. You know, yeah, they've been the previous year. I was like, it was hilarious. I remember watching it. I was actually producing or like managing the stream in the background, and I put up a silly map in the corner. I kept goofing with, you know, putting things on screen and stuff. It was funny, and people found it very entertaining. So I definitely wanted them to be on again, but I was just like, maybe the 8 p.m. on the color. Yeah, I was like, we need the watershed here a little bit, folks, just a little bit.
My mom does not have access to these videos. She asks me if she's able to watch it, and I'm like, nope, not right now, how it's set up, nope. I'm just not giving her the link.
So she thinks it's not actually available to watch just full stop?
Yeah, at least for her. She thinks you have to have like some account or something.
That is brilliant. Kudos to you.
Thank you. She would be so proud. I said that in one of the episodes not too long ago. I was like, my mom is so proud of me.
Look, you're clearly having fun doing it, and that's the important thing.
That is so the important part.
What I'm seeing now, folks, is What a Holiday will have three members doing the North Harbor segment this year, unless for some reason Anne Lorna's like, no, we're not doing it, which I severely doubt.
Me too.
But Reese, I'm still not giving you the 8 p.m. slot, sorry. There's got to be some kind of watershed, you know. but yeah, I did watch back with Andrew, and it was entertaining last year, so perhaps I might just be like, you know, every year you have to do just a show with Andrew. I think that might be a thing we have to make going forward.
I don't think any of us would be opposed to that.
I know Andrew always enjoys it. I know Adelaide, you know, she's like, there's a beard, I'm in. So you know. brilliant. Well, we've got to know you a little bit better. Let's talk about the rest of the fandom and what they've been up to. Is there anything that people have been up to or you've seen that has really caught your eye that the fandom's been doing?
Well, there've been a lot of new podcasts coming out, which is great. But like I said, I can't listen to all of them. But I love all of the variety. I feel like it's one of those really great problems to have.
It is a great problem to have. This is very true.
So that's been exciting seeing all of that. I think it's cool just because it's everybody talking about stuff they love. And it's like, we might not be able to listen to everybody talk about it, but talking about it is kind of the important part. Like, you don't have to listen to me. I just want to talk.
Yeah, that's exactly what this podcast is, for example. I was just like, I just want to hang out with people, get to know them a bit, and then talk about what other people are doing, because we're all fans of the same thing. Yeah, so, exactly. And that's a great thing.
I think so. When I finished, that wasn't, you know, I couldn't do anything like that. So now I feel like, that's great. That's the dream, to be able to talk to those people. It's like digital book clubs.
It is. And it's like you go to a flower district or any other kind of district in a city, and they, like, you know, there's 100 flower shops on one street, to be like, well, you know, you're going to get the flower you want. someone's going to have it. You know, if there's 100 podcasts or 100 YouTube channels, you know someone's going to have stuff that you like and you want to hang out with. That doesn't mean everyone else's stuff is bad.
Yeah.
You know, it just means like, this is my bit. And occasionally I'm going to go like, get a flower from here or a flower from there, you know, because I want to change it up or I liked what they had that day, you know? So yeah, it is a great thing. So
I think that's cool. I think it's fun. It's fun to watch people doing things they love.
Yes, I agree. One I saw when you talk about the new podcast in particular was What in Color, I believe?
Yes, What in Color.
Shanice and I'm terrible. I can't remember Shanice's friend's name. But she's a first-time reader, and Shanice obviously is an experienced reader. Kiba, thank you. Grace has just put it in chat. If I'm saying that wrong, I do apologize. But yeah, so because I listen on Google Podcasts and they're on Apple, I'm like, I don't have an Apple phone, so I can't listen just yet. So I'll probably have to wait till like episode 3 or 4 or 5
is out. I think they do have Google. They do. Ah. They are on Google now.
Well,
I think I just saw something.
Let me go open up my Google. This needs to be a thing now, folks. See, live adding things on here. This is, this is how we do things here. Right. So open up my app. Let's go searching. Because I remember I searched previously. It wasn't there. It's there. Yay. Subscribed. Mm-hmm. Done. Lovely. Okay. So, yeah. What were the other ones? Because What in Color is the only one I've seen. But you said there's been a few.
The Lights work is fairly new, but I have a feeling you've heard of that one, Rob.
I might know one or two of the hosts of The Lights work. I feel like I've stumbled across them somewhere in some form. So yes, I am familiar with The Lights work.
And I want to say there was one other one, but I can't think of who it was. I saw it on Twitter. I'm gonna have to retweet that one.
They might be Dark Friends.
Is that?
That's Lauren.
The one that Lauren's doing. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Lauren, okay, Rob, yes. And
Alyssa.
Alyssa, yes. Yeah. So I only caught that. So I didn't catch Lauren's third anniversary live stream. I didn't catch that. I knew he was doing it, but as many live streams are, for me, when they're done by an American content creator, they're often at times that don't work. The only reason I can do my live show that's on American time is because I convinced my boss to give me Fridays off work. It's the only way I could continually do the show. I was like, I do a YouTube show at 2 o'clock on Thursday nights, so I can't work Fridays. And he's like, can you work the rest of the weekend? I was like, yes. He's like, that's fine. It's not an issue. So, so I often miss them. And I did. I missed Lauren's. So I was not aware that it was, they launched a podcast.
Yeah.
And then I saw the tweet and I listened and I was like, oh, okay. So I'm kind of listening. I'm catching up on the live stream and the podcast at the same time. You know, I don't know how often they'll send out episodes, but yeah, that's three we've had recently. You're quite right there. So
yeah, and then of course I'm obsessed with Todd Draws.
Oh my gosh, yes. What is Todd up to now? I see them. I get alerts for them, but I'm terrible. I don't actually. I look at the picture, and then I don't actually look at the chapter title. I'm just enthralled by the picture. So I need to, let me see, when was the last time I got a Todd notification? I've had a lot in the last couple of days because people tagged me and things. So that's, let me go Todd. I'll just search Todd Draws. Come on, give me Todd Draws. Maybe it's 1D. Is it 1D?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. What have I done now?
Oh, it's Todd Schumacher.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he is up to...
Oh, you found it. Okay, great.
Yeah, he's The Great Hunt, chapter 33.
Wow, he's doing good there.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. So, like, that's a book and a, that's over a book and a half.
I know. That's going to be... I hope he gets that published when he's done. Because that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he could sell them as like just individual like books, like his 50 drawings, because it's something crazy. Like, I can't remember how many chapters it is.
It was over 700, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure there was like 700 or 800, he said, somewhere in that sort of ballpark. which is just wild. And yeah. So I remember when he first started that, God, I don't know, however many episodes back now, it was fairly early on in this new format, that it was mentioned, people were like, yeah, Todd Drozza, you know, I'm loving this. So I love that you brought that back up. Like, folks, he's still going.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't caught these, many people retweet them. So kudos to him for doing that. We tried to get him on Threefold Talk one time. I invited him on, and unfortunately, he has work during our show every week. That's just his schedule.
Figures.
So he'll almost never, you know, unless never he randomly has time off or something. Yeah, but I do love those.
There's also a lot of, let's see, brackets going on.
I was about to ask you your thoughts on the brackets. So we had...
wearing my chapter icon shirt.
Oh, you are. Yes. That's amazing. Okay. So we'll get to that. But we had 2 weeks ago, we had what series do the TV show characters?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was intense. How did you react to that? Did you, were you on the, oh my God, people, you have to vote for this person? Or were you just like, oh boy, people are going to get upset about this. I'll just make my decision and watch with popcorn.
I was more the popcorn side. I always have fun with the brackets.
Yeah.
Because I'm not much of a sport person. My family was. So like whenever there was any type of sporting bracket, I would kind of fill it out and be goofy about it. And like always pick upsets so that when one inevitably happens, I'm the only person that called it.
Great attitude. I was like, I'm just going to go with my heart's here too much. And if I don't know anything at all, I'm like, they sound cool. Mm-hmm. And if I can't pick by cool or I know them, I'm like, who's seated higher? All right, well, I guess I'll go with them then, you know? So, yeah.
So with these, I thought it was, you know, it's just fun to watch and be like, oh, really interesting. Like, I thought more people would pick this. And then, like, I do kind of laugh at people who are like, I cannot believe that anyone would vote. And I'm like, go on.
It's so great. James, I love James. They're hilarious. But James Stark was just like, I feel like they swore or something in the tweet. These motherfuckers have not picking. Are they picking Moraine over? Or whatever it was. I was like, ooh, James.
It's okay.
Bless you. But, It's a poll on Twitter perspective. So yeah, they were passionate about that.
That's it. Passionate.
Yeah. And obviously Watt Turney's, the Watt Cup is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they up to now? They're like round four.
I think so. I just voted in that yesterday.
Yeah. But again, like previously, I just, let me go. Watt Cup. Where are you, Watt Cup? It's got to be somewhere. No, is it under Watt Turney?
Oh, yes, yep.
Wattober. Can I spell Watt? Yeah, yes. I don't know why. Oh, it's two words. That's why Watt Cup didn't come up. So where are they up to? So round four, they're down to 16 characters. Oh, okay. So where are we? I've missed it. I thought I voted in this. Okay. So first up, we have Nynaeve versus Mogideon. Ooh. Wow. Now, I did this a couple of weeks ago. I sat down with, who did I sit with? I think I sat down with Moradin, and we went through these and we voted. Who are we picking here, Reese? You got to help me pick.
Okay. Well, okay.
We'll make this part of it. So we have Nynaeve or Mogideon.
And do we go by the category that's listed there, or are we just picking our favorites? Because this one's under girlfriends, and that makes me laugh.
Yeah, that makes me laugh too. So we're picking book characters here. Okay, so who's the better book character? Like, I can appreciate Nynaeve. Nynaeve's not my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Mogideon's certainly not my favorite character either.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, I don't know. I for some reason, I want to pick Mogideon. I'm picking McGinnis.
Do you want? Yeah, do it, bro. If you choose chaos, choose chaos.
Oh my god, McGinnis. McGinnis losing like 11.2% to 88.8%. So, I mean, I knew it wouldn't be McGinnis winning, but wow. All right, Lan versus Ishimoridin. I mean, that's easy one to me. That's Lan, obviously. He's not winning by the same stretch, but he is winning. Matt over Tomanas. Oh, wow. I mean, it's still an easy pick for me, but who are you picking in that one?
I actually had trouble with this one.
Okay.
Because I have this thing that... Oh, wait. Do I have the right person? Tell me. Yeah, I think so. I have this thing that I think that Aludra and Talmanis should end up as, like, platonic buddies.
Oh,
since they
definitely
both got passed up by Matt.
Yes. Yeah, they can console each other and be like, dude went for, like, some slave empress?
Mm-hmm.
Dude missed out. Yeah, on both occasions. So, yeah. Talmanis is the easy pick for me. Talmanis is one of my absolute favorite characters. Matt's great, but Talmanis, that dark acceptance of his situation, the humor.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Like, if... Talmanis is one of the gems we got because of Brandon. You know, had Robert Jordan finished the books, we would never have got Talmanis the way we got Talmanis, and that would have been a crime, as much as it would have been amazing to have RJ actually finish the books like he intended to. Mm-hmm. So Talmanis is an easy win for me there. I bet Matt is winning. Let's find out. Yes, Matt is winning 3-1 there. Okay.
I actually voted for Talmanis as well. I love Matt, but...
Yeah, Talmanis, really like Perrin or Gaul? I mean, that's tough. But Perrin is my favorite character.
Well, and then not so tough for you.
Yeah. So, but it is tough because Gaul is also amazing, and Perrin would not really. I feel like Gaul is more important to Perrin than, you know, pretty much anyone else in the story.
Yeah. Agreed.
But I got to pick Perrin. That is 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. I thought Gaul would be winning. But the fact that's 50-50, that's very cool. Who did you pick?
I picked Perrin.
You picked Perrin. Okay. So we have girlfriends number two, as this is called. Wow, there's a lot of girlfriends here, apparently. I've just noticed there's more boyfriends. Okay. Moraine or Swan? I mean, personally, I'm a Moraine in that matchup, but I don't know about you. Yeah?
I am,
I see you nodding. Okay. Moraine is winning 70-30. Okay. Gwaine or Avienda? I got to pick Avienda, personally.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm upsetting people this. Well, I'm not upsetting 66.5% of people, apparently. So, and Rand or Loyal? Master Deck's going to hate me, but I'm thinking Loyal straight away. Who do you pick?
I picked Rand.
You picked Rand. Okay. Yeah, fair. I mean, both great characters. Not as disproportionate as I expected. It's 57.6 in favor of Rand, 42.4 in favor of Loyal. So, okay, nice. Verin, the two of the oldest characters in the series and both incredibly badass. Very true. Verin and Brigitte. Oof, that is a tough choice.
I stared at this one for a long time.
Yeah. It's not going to influence me, but who did you vote for out of curiosity?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Now, okay, Verin is a great character, and I love how she took a real awful situation that came from curiosity and turned it to her advantage and the advantage of the side of light. I love that. Kudos. You got to do some dark shit to keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a double agent in a real dark situation. You got to be doing some nasty stuff to keep that cover. Does that justify your end goal and the end situation? I don't know. That's a lot of gray area there. A huge amount of gray area there. That's not the case with Brigitte. Sorry, Verin. So I got to pick Brigitte. And she's losing 36-64. Who did you pick?
I picked Verin.
You picked Verin. Yeah, there we go.
It's funny about the gray area, because that's one of the things that I kind of laugh about with the Wheel of Time, is I feel like I grew up very conservative and everything was very black and white. It was right, it was wrong, nothing. And I feel like I was already on, like, you know, on my way to this destination, but the Wheel of Time really helped me see that, like, no, there's so much gray area in the world. Mm-hmm. There's very rarely a distinct right and wrong.
Yeah. I genuinely feel you could sit and talk about Verin and supposed activities, what it gains, what she had to give up, what she had to do, you know, her whole journey in life, how it ended up. Yeah, and I feel like you could talk about that for a long time and mm-hmm. still end that conversation to be like, well, was it a good thing or was it a bad thing?
Still don't know.
And still not have an answer. So, yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with the rest of this. So there, that's round four. Mm-hmm. So they'll be... apparently there's going to be a loser's bracket as well. Nice. So that's cool. But yeah, so that's round four. They'll only have eight characters left after this. It looks to be currently Nynaeve, Lan, Matt. So that, if I'm looking at this right, that'd be Nynaeve versus Lan.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh boy. And then you've got Matt versus either Perrin or Gaul, because that's 50-50. So we're over there. You have Moraine versus Avienda. Oh, it's getting tough now, isn't it?
I feel like that's going to be a bloody battle right there.
That's going to be bloody. I agree with you there. And then Rand or Verin, which I just feel like Verin's going to wipe the floor with Rand there.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, Rand. But, you know, people are... Yeah, he's just the Dragon Reborn. Who cares? So... So these brackets have been fun. Obviously, we have the Icons one going. That's round three. I tweeted earlier today about it. I feel like round three is what starts tomorrow. I can't remember now that I've said this. You'd think I'd know. It's my own bracket. Yes, round three starts tomorrow. So I'm down to 16 Icons myself.
Okay.
So, and there's been some big losses, which surprised me.
I was actually surprised, like, going through those. I was like, dang, I did not feel like I would be this torn up about choosing chapter icons.
I know, right? So this also stemmed from chatting to Moradin, because we were talking about the brackets. What else could you do? And I was like, well, if you want to do more book stuff, you've got chapter titles. But if you did all the chapter titles, that's an insanely large bracket. So you'd have to do like chapter titles like within a book and then take the winners from each book against each other. It was a very confusing way. And I was like, and then you could do icons. And we Googled like icons. And then I kind of talked myself into doing it. The alt text was a killer.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it's like, I need the pictures, but the alt text is killing me. So,
The alt text is always, I've been using Hero Forge in making Wheel of Time characters in Hero Forge. And I have a ton of them done, but not posted because the alt text is just so much. Because it's like, you know, you can say like, oh, it's Avienda that I created in Hero Forge. And it's like, well, that's great, but what's she wearing?
Yeah.
Like, why does it look like Avienda? Like, why? Yeah.
Does she look happy? Does she look sad? Like, you know, is her hair braided? Is it loose?
Yeah, like, exactly. You know, and it's like,
is she sitting, standing, you know, talking, mm-hmm. you know, is she wandering out naked in an igloo? You know, like, what is she doing?
I didn't have that option.
No, that's totally fair. Yeah. That's a very niche moment that I feel like, you know, should stay in people's imaginations, and maybe we get in the TV show. Probably not. But yeah, the chapter icons. People have been torn about that. But the funniest thing for me, and I'm glad I get to say, I've tweeted this a few times because people have, I don't know, not come at me about it, but they have. It's been tweet replies a lot. One of them, and it's not really. I was so busy trying to get them. And then, like, write alt text for them on the day because I was too busy prior. Writing it on the day, creating the file so I can copy and paste because you can't, you know, just, I don't want to have to type it out every time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of doing that I didn't really pay attention until I started posting it. And I didn't think, oh, this is Cadswain's icon. Like, this is the one that pops up for her chapters. So I went and got the list, Tarvalon.net. They have them all listed. I counted because they just list the chapters. I counted how many chapters each one had. I put that in a bracket. I was like, okay, went to a bracket system online, explained how to take 47 and make it work, and blah, 17 had to get a pass, and so on and so forth. And I was writing it, and on Tarvalon.net, that icon is called Spears, Stars, and something else that I forget. And so that's what I... Oh, Spears, Stars, and Moon. So that's what I typed. And then I described it, because some had descriptions on Tarvalon.net, some didn't. So, and some had them, but they weren't very detailed. So I added more detail to it to actually encapsulate the whole thing rather than just like, you know, it's a wooden triangle. Well, no, actually, it's tied in a certain way, and there's grain, and there's little white triangles in the corner, and stupid things like that. So I was doing that. I put it out, and people were like, those aren't spears. And I was like,
what are they?
Aren't they? I don't know. And they're like, they're knitting needles, aren't they? And then someone else was like, they're hairpins. And I was like, it's a chapter icon on a Twitter poll.
Do you like it or not?
Do you like it or not? Yeah. And like every time it goes out, each round, I've had at least one person to be like, they're not spears. And now I've started to reply, take it up with Tarvalon.net, because that's where I got the descriptions from. But like you said, you know, I didn't think people would be, you know, like James Starr's reaction. You know, I'm not at, people aren't at that level yet. Mm-hmm. And I assume they won't get to that level. But people are caring a lot more than I thought they would. They were like, how is this losing to the... I mean, the White Cloak accounts, obviously, when the Sunburst was losing, they were in character being like, oh my god, the how, you know. And Snakes and Foxes is obviously playing big for the Snakes and Foxes icon.
Of course.
Things like that. But some people are like, how is this losing? One per that was great. So the two most used are... the ancient Aes Sedai symbol, and I forget the other one. One was used 66 times, and the other one was used 77 times. Now, the way they, because I just gave them random seeds, because I was like, I can't rate these. You know, I'm not going to use the number of times they're in the books. That didn't seem right to me. So I gave them random ones. Next year, I'll use the seedings from this year to seed them for next year. Where they come this year to seed them for next year. But it turned out that those two ended up against each other, you know, and I've put how many times in the alt text every single icon was used, right from this was used once to this was used 77 times. And someone replied, well, if one was used 77 times, I feel like that answers the whole bracket, doesn't it? I was like, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you which is your favorite. But someone was like, how have you put these two against each other? Like, how is this a choice? You know, and it's very entertaining for me. So
it's funny to see what gets people razzed up.
Yeah.
It's like, so, that's what we chose. Okay.
Yeah, that is what we chose. Let me see. I'm looking at the last round. What lost? And it surprised me. Oh, White Cloaks of Sunburst won 51-49. So you're okay. You made it through.
Grace said in chat, the hairpins, if it's hairpins, it's supposed to represent Kaz Swan's paralysis net.
Yes.
So that makes a difference for the voting.
Yeah.
That's true. Fair. That's fair.
No, and I get that. But, you know, take it up with Tarvalon.net. So the blighted tree, like that tree that's sort of like bent over, mm-hmm. up against Lanthir's moon and stars, that nearly lost. It was 49-51, which blew my mind. And then like the Snakes and Foxes is out, sorry. And then what was the other one that everyone was like, maybe in the previous round that happened. But yeah, we lost some big ones straight. Like the Dragon Banner went out in the first round. Like straight off way. So I'm curious.
I have to say that my last reread, the only icon that really like, I don't know why. Like I never really thought of the icons, I guess, on my first read through. And then the second time through, I was like, yeah, no, this is very obvious. Why didn't I think of that before? But I would flip to a page and see Tom's harp and be like, right. And get all excited because I knew it was a Tom chapter.
In the alt text, I got a little so there's two bits that really make me laugh in the alt text, and then I'm gonna ask you a question about a different bracket that's upcoming, and we'll sort of round out the podcast there. But I put in for Tom's harp, I put in the alt text, I was like, in brackets, I still prefer the guitar though, which no one has called me up on, which is brilliant. And then in Catswains, in Lanthiers, and it's in the, it's just that one step when we scroll to it, so I can actually read it to you. So I describe it, crescent moon and stars, a large white crescent moon facing left, stars, blah, 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 blah. Icon seen 9 times of Wheel of Time, and then I put in brackets afterwards, and who knows how many times in the innkeeper's diary. And again, no one's noticed it. Or if they have, they haven't said anything. So I love that.
Yeah. There's a, one of my, I posted a Trolloc that I had made in Hero Forge.
Nice.
And there was, when I was trying to get like the outfits for it, I was literally trying to leave his chest uncovered just for Kevin. And I can't remember what it was. I don't think they actually have nipples. I think it's just like bare chested, like they're smooth. And so I ended up going with the outfit that looked better since, you know, nothing to do, Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so sorry, I put Kev. In the alt text, like, sorry, I tried, Kevin. Like,
alt text is I love hiding gems in alt text. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. So, but yeah, this bracket talk is a lot of fun. Let's finish though. Next month, actually, there's two things we're finishing on. So we'll have a quick chat about this one thing, and then something else occurred to me that happened today. As we're recording, this is Monday. I normally record on the Saturday, but you know, things got rescheduled. Someone was ill, basically. But next month, coming up in March, is the Grinwell Cup. Oh. Did you know that was coming?
I did not know that was coming.
Grinwell Cup is coming next month. Do you like the Grinwell Cup?
I do.
People get very passionate about the Grinwell Cup, don't they? Yeah. They do. Yeah. I think it's going to get worse this year than last year. Last year was pretty passionate. Yeah. Now we've had a TV show. We've seen some of these characters, quote, in the flesh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to get wild. Like, Dana's going to be in there somewhere. They got to put Dana in, surely.
Absolutely. You know?
And I see Dana causing like a lot of contention, because when she lost in the What Series bracket, mm-hmm. people were like burning Twitter down in their little sections, weren't they? So I'm excited to see the Grinnell Cup and how that happens. Do you have any character you think should win? Like, if you had to pick someone to win the Grinnell Cup, is there a character that comes, like, I mean, you can say Aludra, but I feel that's an easy one.
That is an easy one. I do like Aludra. I mean, I feel like I gotta go with Aludra.
That's
I don't
okay.
think, I mean, it's let's allowed. Be fair. I don't think it'll happen, but I can still dream, and I have the means to get rid of the winner. So bombs away.
Bombs away. There we go. You heard it here first, folks. We'll get you an alibi later. I don't know. Who won it last year? I actually can't remember now that I've said this. Because I feel like, did Min win it the first year?
Maybe.
I don't know. But I know it causes a lot of chaos, and I'm looking forward to that. So folks, if you're not familiar with the Grinwell Cup, you need to go over and find Wheel Takes on Twitter. There'll be, like, I think they do like a poll, like a set of polls each week, and then they do, or two maybe each week, and then they do like a live stream to talk about how the week has been and people's reactions and stuff like that. So, and it's all subjective. It's all what you think, you know. It's like hotness. It's not like, you know, who's the sexiest, who's this, who's that. It's like, who do you personally think is the hottest for whatever reason? You know, it's all a subjective thing, and it's meant to be good fun, but people get very serious about it. So
as we that's do gonna... when we're thirsty.
Yes. Well, you know, Twitter chaos, you got to drop some news. In fact, so there's two more things we're going to talk about. Firstly, let's talk about that. They were busy last week, weren't they?
They were.
We got stuff on, like, was it Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah. And
I need to go looking now.
And then there was it? Yeah, because they waited. One of the days they did. Yeah, it was Thursday, because they dropped the Trolloc tweet on Thursday. And I was like, because I noticed they skipped Wednesday,
Right.
And then I was like, oh, that's funny. They dropped the Trolloc tweet on Thirsty Thursday.
Good for them. Yes. Well they played. Did. Yes, that came out on Thursday. Then we had The Warders was out on Monday. Did we get anything Tuesday? Or was it the Amazon, like Australian, New Zealand Prime accounts?
One of them.
They did something. I feel like that was on, I can't remember. But then we also got the White Cloak script scene. That was the previous Friday. So mm-hmm. we got something on the Friday. Then we got something on the Monday. Then we got something on the Thursday. Like, they've been busy. Like, this is unexpected. And we had something on the... So we had... The previous week was Tuesday. On the 31st, we had the concept art for the Blight. Then we had the White Cloaks on the Friday. Then we had the Warders on Monday. And then we had the Trollocs on Thursday. But we didn't get anything today. Today is Monday this week. So we've had two posts a week for 2 weeks in a row. Do you think they're gearing up to something? Are they just trying to build us up? Or are they like, is this
I hope so. I mean, yeah. I feel like they have to at least tell us something. Like, even if it's like this part of 2023. And it's like, well, okay, we've got something.
Yeah. I'm going to go find it now. So Default Rand, kudos to Default Rand, because this is so, so impressive. Day 349 of me asking the Wheel of Time to announce season 2 release dates. Folks, Default Rand has been asking every day for almost a full calendar year for, in fact, when this episode comes out, they will only be, 50, 1, 2, 3, they will only be 12 days away from having done it for a full calendar year by the time this episode comes out. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that we've waited that long. That doesn't surprise me, to be honest. Love you, Amazon. And that was, you know, thank you so much for not being consistent with your marketing. Kind of used to that today, by now. But the fact that the Default Rand has kept that up, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
It's dedication right there.
Very much dedication. It takes a lot of, that's a lot of spoons.
Yeah. You
know, to do that. To not just give up after like 20 days or something stupid.
And you know what? We're all thinking it. So
well, yeah. Hurry it up.
He's just saying what we're all
thinking. Maybe they're energizing up because they're like, he's getting to a year. Maybe when he got to like day 100, the Twitter chaos went to the social media team and they were like, so Default Rand on Twitter has been asking us consistently for 100 days in a row. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should leave it until he's asked us for 365 days in a row. And then we give it to him.
But not on 366, 367.
Why 367?
Chaos.
They are the Twitter of chaos. You are quite right about that. So yeah. Okay. So day 367. Day 367. Let's do some math now. So if it's going to be 12 days away. So what's it? So 349 today, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 360, the 25th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 365 days will be March 2nd. So 367 days will be Saturday, the 4th of March.
Hmm.
You heard it here first, folks. On Saturday, the 4th of March, Reese is telling us we're going to get season 2 release date.
It might not make sense, but I said what I said.
Yeah. You watch. Now, if this happens, like, we're going to go live. We're going to go live. I'm going to drag you on with me, and we're going to talk about it. You need to go check, like, that's it. Everyone, you need to subscribe to Reese's stuff now because she knows. Are you the Twitter of chaos? Is that what's happening here?
I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations at this time.
Is Kevin just a decoy for you?
Are we all just a decoy for Kevin?
I feel like Kevin's just a good distraction for all of us, which we love him for. So.
Oh, man, it's great. It's absolutely great.
It's amazing. He put something in the server earlier today. I think it was the Three Thought Talk channel in my server. And it was, I don't know where this came from, but it's clearly something he's made because it's not real. At first I was like, wait, this is an actual website? This looks like it could be a website, but it's clearly not. And he tagged us and was just like, so cool to see Viagara ad on the big screen. And it's like a website clip where there is, you know, the Wheel of Time trailer. And it's a trailer you tow with a car, people, mm-hmm. That has Wheel of Time on it, season two. So, Wheel of Time dropped season two trailer, like a physical trailer, not a TV trailer. Then there's the Viagara advert, which is a silly thing from Free Thought Talk about O's and stuff. You need to watch it. It's a fun ad. The Only Trollocs page, which is Daniel Henney and the Trollocs behind him on a couch. And then Fallout Manetherin, which I'm assuming is some kind of zombie apocalypse computer game based on Manetherin. And it's just so entertaining. So yeah, we do love Kevin. he is a treasure of Twitter that we... I'm so glad that I get to. He's going to be at JordanCon this year. Did you know that?
I did not. That's awesome.
I found this out yesterday. I was trawling Twitter randomly, and I saw someone be like, oh, you know, I'm so glad you found Twitter. He's like, I'm glad I found it too. Like, you know, now I've got to know all you people. It makes it even better that I'm going to my first JordanCon this year. And I was just like, yes. So that's awesome. Going to be great. But yeah. Okay, one last thing. We've run a little long, but it's been a lot of fun, very entertaining. One last thing, and then we'll round it out.
Sure.
Did you see the YouTube teaser clip that got dropped by Unraveling the Pattern today?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it is a teaser for What Idol 23.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And we got nothing in the teaser. It was more like details coming soon. It was like this 80s.
We got some great animation from Lauren.
It was like amazing, like Saved by the Bell-esque just style
Lauren's
graphics.
Videos are like on that level where it's like, maybe I don't want to do that with my life. He seems to have it covered.
Yeah. Lauren's like Amazon, you need to like just pay him to like do your show a bit. So, but it's great. It was like this old school tape track. So folks, if you're really young and you haven't, you know, listened to music that wasn't just available on your phone, you will know things such as CDs used to exist. If you're from a specific generation, you'll know that mini disc was a thing for about 6 months. and then thank God disappeared. Prior to that, you know, we had things called cassette tapes, and it was a cassette tape player you put in. And yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this. Are you thinking about entering a song?
I don't know. You know, I do. I have a whole bunch of parodies written.
Okay.
None that are actually like finished. I have this thing where I'll like get one phrase in my head that I'll say differently and like, and then just write the whole song, even though I have no use for it.
And you do nothing with them?
Yeah. Well, some of them are not.
Are like, you a secret Wheel of Time songwriter that we have just stumbled across? And,
probably.
You know, are you like Ed Sheeran now, where he like puts out 20 songs a year, but he actually writes 800 and like sells 500 of them to various world famous artists? You
that
know,
could
like
be. Maybe
are
I
you
am
supply are you supplying all of the What Idol songs this year? Are you just writing them for everyone and be like, all right, go sing the song. You know, give me a share of your winnings.
You know what, though? I always think about that because it's like, I'm not going to sing this. Maybe somebody else will, and I'll just give it to them.
That's allowed. You can do that.
I've thought of doing that.
Yeah, genuinely. Someone who entered the first year wrote the song, but then someone else sang it for them.
See.
Yeah, because I know it was Ro. She sang the song for, I can't remember the guy's name. Do apologize. But yeah, he wrote it. She sang it. I think he then put it together on the track and stuff like that, and then entered it with her voice.
We'll have to do that then, because I don't know. I've thought about doing it a couple times, but I just like I don't know.
I want to see a North Harbor collaboration on a What Idol entry. I want to see the innkeeper try and play a Watt parody written by North Harbor on his show. I need to see that. That would just be the highlight. I think everyone would have to vote to keep it reappearing on screen. I have to make it through every round so the innkeeper constant. No, I'm sure he has rules where you can't do a lot of, you know, it can contain a few words here or there, but it can't.
Yes, we'll have to keep it mostly clean.
Yeah, it is dusty wheel and that, which I understand. So, but yeah, I would love to see the innkeeper have to do that. That would be a lot of fun. But I would just love to see as many entries as possible.
Oh yeah, so. I love watching it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So folks, if you're listening and you're like, do you know what, I've got a great voice, or even a mediocre voice, because it's not about the voice, it's about the it's about the parody. Mm. You know, and you're like, but I can't write parodies. You need to be hitting up Reese, because apparently she's keeping them stashed. So do you have any you're particularly proud of you care to give us a teaser about?
Well, okay. So for a while there, I went on like an 80s, 90s music kick, mostly 80s. But I had this this one written up for Padden Fane to Mr. Vane. And it's like...
That's brilliant. Man,
I wrote it down. It's like, call him J.R.R., call him Padden Fane. And it was like all his different names. And then he knows what he wants, and he wants now. And he wants it now. He wants Rand, and we'll meet again, and something like that. I don't know. I didn't get very far with that one, but I really enjoyed the premise.
That's great. I keep a list on my phone when I'm listening to a song and something happens, and like a parody idea pops into my head. I just write it down. I'm probably never ever going to make most of these. But for example, I'm reading a few here that I'm really definitely not going to do. One of them is Rolling by Limp Bizkit. You know, roll and roll. Yeah. But instead it's reading, reading, reading. I just imagine Limp Bizkit and all that goes with that. But you're talking about, or you're singing about reading a book. it just really tickled me. Life is a Highway, you know, the one that is in Cars or something when they're going down mm-hmm. Route 66, you know, life is a highway, but do it with the style of Matt and Rand running away from the two rivers and going through all of those villages, you know. So this really upbeat song, life is a highway, and you're just singing about in an upbeat voice all the terrible things that happened to them on that journey. And I just, yeah, those two things tickled me. As I say, I've got a whole list I'm torn between a couple for my entry this year, but
there was one that I was working on for the North Harbor ladies that I don't think we're going to do simply because we can't sing like that. But it was To Baby Got Back, and it was North Harbor's on the Map.
That's
and this
good.
All started because of the line. Let me find it. So okay, yeah. So you rolled by my girl Rhonda's for some tea and hot lasagna. But Rhonda puts a little more in her tea than just honey. I tell you, Rhonda don't want none until you've got that ring, hun.
That is great. Oh, that you're not coming aboard a holiday unless you're going to sing that. There we go. You need to add Lorna and Rebecca. That's a thing now.
Now I have to put the rest of North Harbor's on the map.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we do need to round this out now because, I can't steal all of your time. But folks, you do need to go and check out North Harbor Podcast. Unless you're too shy, because we understand that it gets a little risque. That's fair, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's not your thing, that's not your thing.
We want everyone to feel comfortable and consensual.
Exactly. Yes, but it is very entertaining. If you can deal with that, go and have fun because it's great. You can watch on YouTube. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can just listen to the podcast if you wanted, or is it only on YouTube?
No, I believe you can listen to the podcast as well. I think we're on Anchor and a few other ones. We have a link tree on our Twitter page.
Nice. Twitter profile. And the Twitter is North Harbor Pod, isn't it?
Yes, @ North Harbor Pod.
Lovely. And you can go follow Reese on Twitter as well. It's just, is it Reese Sedai or is it just Reese?
Right now, the name is Reese Aludra Sedai, but my actual at is TReese381.
There we go, folks. All of that will be in the description to the podcast, so please go and check them out. You know, and if you are going to be at JordanCon this year, you need to keep an eye out for Aludra, because this outfit is to die for. It's a great outfit. So I have to keep saying that. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, but thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for talking
for
brackets
me.
And talking about all the things that make you and, you know, you do for us in the fandom and, you know, interact with and just have fun, because it's always fun to see your comments and you know, see you around the Twitters and the Discords and things like that. So,
well, thank you. And likewise.
Yeah, very kind. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed. Please make sure you go and vote in the What Cup that's still running. Please vote on the What Idol brackets as they come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. Hit up the Grunewald Cup next month on Wheel Takes, and go and prep your parodies now, because What Idol is coming, folks. Mm-hmm. Until next time, may you always find love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.